Now, back to a couple of guys who believe Rin Tin Tin may have rusted to death. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Tony Conley sitting in for Lee Cohen. Rick Bruce is here, of course, and we're going to talk with Tom Ativier, who is from Wagon Tails Pet Resort. Tom, how are you?
Well, good morning, guys, and it is an honor to be here, especially with you, Rick.
Thank you, Tom.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to talk about something that I'm well-versed in when it comes to winter grooming. We have a little Shih Tzu at home, and yours truly is the one who gives the baths. And my wife always says, Tony, it's time for the dog to have a bath. Well, why don't the boys do it? Why don't you do it? Well, I'm that person. But I do notice that dealing with the snow and the outside of the backyard and the weather and the dust and whatnot, dogs still need to be groomed, don't they, Rick?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a surprise meeting with Tom the other day. I was wandering around Lansing, went into his place, wanted to see what things were about, and I thought he was all about pet resorts. Quite a facility he's got over there, only to find a room when I walked in, and there's four groomers going busily away at grooming dogs. There were six tables, but he had four of them actively going with fur flying everywhere. So, Tom, it was excellent seeing you over there. And tell us a little bit more about winter grooming, because you would think that winter grooming wouldn't be all that necessary. It's pretty cold out there. Why are we going to cut the hairs on these dogs?
Well, it's thanks for dropping by, Rick. Appreciate it. And Tony, good morning to you, and thank you very much. You brought up snow with your Shih Tzu, and snow's a good topic for winter grooming. One of the things that should be done, especially with a Shih Tzu or dogs that have hair growing in their pads, is that hair should be clipped out. Because often when a dog goes outside, the hair, the snow is going to ball up inside that. And so they'll walk around and kind of limp around, and the snow gets caked in there. So one of the winter things that we do is clip that hair out of the pads.
And guys, it's kind of a nightmare for me, because when Chloe's hair gets really long and she goes outside, like now into deep snow, the big clumps get in her hair, and you can't dry that off.
Right.
There are times we have to get the blow dryer
right
out. And I noticed that over the course of time, you get that smell that dogs can get, and
yeah,
it's just a nightmare to deal
with. Yeah, you do. And I was wondering, it seems as if people might be a little anxious about cutting down that hair because they might need that for this cold winter. Is that the case, or maybe you might want to comment on that?
Not necessarily. There's a misconception that dog coat during the wintertime is going to keep the dog warm. It does do that. And also during the summertime, if you shave the dog, it's going to keep the dog cool. And I'm sure you know, Rick, that is a misconception. A dog's coat is there for a purpose. During the summertime, it actually acts as an insulation against the heat. During the wintertime, it does protect against the cold. But as Tony, you were mentioning, the clumps of snow that build up on the dog, you can prevent that by thinning the coat out or giving it a shorter skirt if it is a long-haired dog. They're walking through the snow, and the snow doesn't clump on that type of coat. So in those cases, we will take the coat down a little bit closer to the chest and to that area.
The other thing you had mentioned when we were out there is that these animals are oftentimes indoors and probably spending about 10% at best, maybe 2% at typical of their time outdoors as opposed to indoors. And probably, what about the comfort indoors?
That's correct. On the inside, of course, you want your dog to smell nice. Most pet owners do like their pets close to them. And your pets, and I'm sure everybody knows this, your pets love to be around you. They live to be around you. They, you know, you're the master, they're God. And the closer they are to you, the happier they are. And we want to be comfortable having our pets close to us. And the odor that can develop, the amount of shedding that develops over a winter time can make it uncomfortable. Cleaning the house up after your pet, vacuuming off the sofa, brushing, all that stuff. Even short-haired dogs, grooming is something that happens or should happen to all dogs, even short-haired dogs.
So, I don't know if any of the listening audience out there has seen me, but I'm pretty shaggy, and I don't go to the barber nearly as often as some think I should. But what would be the frequency that a dog typically should go to the groomer? And let's just take a typical dog, let's say a poodle. How often should he go to the groomers? And then, or pick a dog of your choice. You can even pick a Scotty if you want. But how often do these animals go to the groomers? How often should they go to the groomers? And what are some of the side benefits of going to the groomers that you might not think about as an average person?
Well, an average person with their dogs, it depends on your comfort level as far as the dog's appearance and as far as the dog itself. Anywhere from 2 weeks for just a bath and brush out to some dogs are good being groomed once every 3 months. We were talking about winter grooming. One of the good things about winter grooming is to keep the coat in the condition that it's going to help rotate the coat out. There's two different types of coats for dogs. One is a live hair, which is very much like you, Rick.
I've got live hair.
Yes, you've got live hair. And that coat actually needs clippering and cutting and scissoring. And then there's the coats that just need a brush out or what we call carding. And carding does help rotate a coat, which means that the fluff and fine hair that you see shedding from a dog, especially during the wintertime and pre-spring, you're going to help that coat rotate out. Hard coat, which is your protective coat, to grow back in. Helping your dog do that is healthy for the dog, and it's a lot nicer for you around the house. So that's why I mentioned that all dogs do need grooming, you know, even your short-haired dogs, because there's things that professionally trained groomer is going to do with your dog to help that dog stay healthy. The other thing is that they notice skin disorders. If there's a skin disorder being developed due to being inside quite a bit with the heat, dry skin. Also during the winter time or during the summertime with air conditioning, the same thing can happen. So our groomers are professionally trained, and they are constantly looking at the skin of the dogs, the ears, the nails, any changes that occur on the dog, and they inform the owners. We're comfortable calling them mom and dad. They'll inform mom and dad of anything going on with the dog, if there's some lumps, if there's some skin disorders developing, if there's some infection in the ears. Things that normally you might not notice about the dog. So with that in mind, you know, we always suggest that you do keep up on the grooming for the dog.
Your business has been there since when? I'm talking about Wagon Tails Pet Resort. And have you been grooming that whole time?
Wagon Tails Pet Resort, the boarding kennel, was first located on Mount Hope Avenue. It moved over to the location that we're at now on Alpha Access, which is directly across from the Ingham Orthopedic Hospital.
Which is Ingham, it's the old Ingham General or Lansing General?
Yeah, old Lansing General Hospital. That's correct, Rick.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we've been over there since, I believe, 95. I bought the business from Dina Perry in 2004. And I've been there since. So,
and the grooming?
The grooming has Wagon Tail started out as a grooming business.
Okay.
Dina had a grooming shop down in Howell, and then she basically invented the mobile grooming business. So she was pretty much the first person to do mobile grooming. And we still do mobile grooming at Wagon Tail's Pet Resort as well.